The bulk of that increase of nearly 7% has come in the last couple of months. There's been a 5% increase in rents since the start of the summer. So it's obviously a concern for people renting or for people who either renting in the market or renting in social housing. And it's coupled with a fall in the availability. So underlying the increase in rents everywhere in the country is a growing population, but no new construction of homes to rent. So if we just look at Ulster, the three Ulster counties, there are about 160 properties available to rent across all three at the moment. And that's down from 540 3 years ago. So for every three properties available to rent a couple of years ago, there's only one available now. It gives you an idea just how tight the market is and why rents are increasing.
And as you say, this is quite a recent jump in figures. Can we expect these figures to get even worse before they get better indeed?
The problem with housing is that supply moves slowly. So if you spot a shortage in supply, as it's clear there is now, we need that supply to start coming on stream straight away. Unfortunately, the latest figures suggest that, well, building rates have gone up a little bit. They haven't gone up to the level we need. So it's likely that even the increase in new building that's taking place isn't going to be enough to meet new demand. And what that means is if you have population growing faster than your housing stock, it means that both prices and rents are probably likely to increase in the near future.